So if you were to go into the most holy place, inside was the Ark of the Covenant. Now the Ark of the Covenant itself had some very, very fascinating aspects. The first thing to notice would be inside the Ark of the Covenant. If you were to open it up and look inside, inside the Ark of the Covenant would be the pot of manna. The pot of manna represents God's ability to provide for our every need. You see, he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all your worldly needs will be added unto you. He has the ability to provide. This comes from Israel, when he provided the manna for the Israelites in the desert. So that's the first thing that we notice. Secondly, also inside the Ark of the Covenant is Aaron's rod. This is a dead walking stick which came to life, and in one night it budded, produced leaves, and brought forth almonds. Now, this dead walking stick represents God's ability to take a sinner who's going through repentance and bring out of death a sinner back to life. So, firstly, he can provide for your needs, and secondly, he can take you from death to life. Also, inside the Ark of the Covenant, in the center, was the Ten Commandments. Exodus 25, verse 16, and 31, verse 18, explains to us about the Ten Commandments. And thou shalt put these into the Ark of the Testimony, which I shall give thee. And he gave unto Moses two tables of testimony, tables of stone, written with the finger of God. These were items or laws, guidelines on how to live life, which were placed inside the Ark of the Covenant, and they were written in stone, signifying the eternal type of attitude that these laws would have in our lives. So these Ten Commandments were written in stone, and interestingly enough, they are the core principles of the throne room, because directly above the Ten Commandments, you have the lid of the Ark of the Covenant. Now, the lid of the Ark of the Covenant was made of solid gold, and it was called the mercy seat. We'll get to that now. Once the Ark of the Covenant had been closed, outside of the Ark of the Covenant was a little pocket with a scroll that had been written and was slid into the outside. This was called the ceremonial law. Deuteronomy 31, verses 24 to 26 explains that when Moses had made an end of writing the word of this law in a book, Moses commanded the Levites, saying, take this book of the law and put it in the side of the Ark of the Covenant, that it may be there for a witness against thee.